Today on Life Talk.
Pain in the hands of God becomes gain because he has decreed, I'm going to work it for your good. We can say with Joseph, what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it for my good. What would have taken me out and ruined my life, God has turned it for my good.
You're listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Thanks for allowing us to share this time with you. It's our favorite time of the day where we get to hang out together and hear about how the truth of God's Word can make a huge difference in your life. And that's exactly what we're going to hear from Pastor Jeff today. You may be stuck in traffic or even stuck in life. Either way, today's message is going to help you get on the right track as you learn how much God loves you right where you are. And if for any reason you have to break away before the end of the program, you can always catch it at our website. In fact, you can find all the programs right there waiting just for you, lifetalkradio.us. So let's go ahead and get right into today's message. Here's Pastor Jeff to set it up for us.
You know, one of the things Isaiah prophesied about the Lord Jesus is that he would be very gentle with those that are hurting, with those that are down and out, with those that are broken and shattered, that Jesus would not come along and crush them or put what remained of their flame out, but that he would encourage them, heal them, raise them back up, breathe fresh life into them, and get them back on the road of righteousness. And so we're going to talk today about what Isaiah prophesied regarding Jesus, that a bruised reed he would not break. And maybe right now you feel bruised, you feel broken and shattered, and you're wondering, is God still with me? Does he love me? Even though I've made some terrible mistakes. And our message to you today is absolutely, and he will not put you down. He will not take you out, but he will raise you back up and breathe fresh life and vision into you. So let's jump right in and go to part two of the message, Hanging by a Thread.
Jesus will deal with people who are on the edge. He says, let me tell you how the Father is showing me the Messiah is going to deal with people who are on the edge, who are on the edge of life, who are on the edge of things, who are barely hanging on. How's he going to deal with them? He says, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he's not going to snuff out. This first illustration of a bruised reed or a cracked jar suggests that the damage is visible. The various trials that have brought them to this place of being cracked or bruised or shattered are known. We know what happened to them. Their outer life is visible to all, so it's known. But the second illustration uses a smoldering wick, points to the inward life of a person because it's their inner life. Listen, it's the inner life, the hidden part of them that's in trouble. Their inner fire, the zeal, the hope, the spiritual passion, their first love that once blazed brightly is now barely flickering. What has happened to you? Different things have extinguished the fire in me. I got offended. I got hurt. I got left behind. I was betrayed. My dreams didn't happen. My future did not unfold like I thought that it would. I thought God said this, but he didn't say this. He said that instead. And now I'm dealing with spiritual burnout. I just don't have the get up and go anymore that I used to have. This is so important because you feel like you're holding your world up with a toothpick. Life doesn't have any meaning like it used to. The thrill is gone from your spiritual journey. You used to be in church every time the doors open, but let me tell you, if you could have been here and you're not, you should have been here. Now, why aren't you here? Listen, I'm not getting on to you, but let me get on to you. Let me tell you, has this happened to you? Has the fire gone out? Are you trying to hang on? Listen, there's a sanctuary full of people that have experienced the same thing. You ought to get here and rub shoulders with us. You say, well, there's just a bunch of hypocrites there. Well, come and help us not be hypocrites. I'm a hypocrite too. I mess up sometimes too. But come on and help us not be a hypocrite. But I understand your pain because it's hard to get going when the fire is out. It's hard to keep going when the fire is out. It's hard to be excited when you're not excited. It's hard to put on a show when you don't really feel the way people expect you to. Well, listen, we hypocrites here, we don't care if you don't put on a show. We want you to come and be real. We want you to come and be who you really are here. And I say that in love because I've been where you are. I understand it. The Bible says about your inner life, your inner man, that part of you that is your soul, that part of you where the Spirit of God lives inside of you, and lit that initial flame of first love and zeal in you, that inner man, the strength of your spiritual life, is what props you up and carries you. If you go to the gym every day and you are ripped and muscular and they could put you on a magazine cover, that is not what covers you and carries you. That is not your greatest strength. Your greatest strength is in the inside, because you can be mighty on the outside but dying on the inside. Listen to the Bible. A healthy spirit conquers adversity. But what can you do when the spirit is crushed? What can you do when your spirit is crushed? Listen to this version. The spirit of a man, that inner part of you, can help you through sickness. But who can carry a broken spirit? In other words, if you're dying on the inside, you can't go through anything without it breaking you down. But if you're strong on the inside, you can go through anything, because the spirit inside of you will carry you. It will carry you. If you've got a healthy interior life, it will carry you through any and all trials. But if your interior life is not healthy and strong, anything can break you down. And usually the two conditions, bruised reed, smoldering wick, go together. Whatever it is that cracked the outer pot has also affected the candle within, maybe in your own life. The winds of adversity have blown, the rains of hardship have fallen, a flood of trials is beating on your spiritual house, and you feel like today the flame inside of you is just barely a flicker. You're just trying to stay alive. You're just trying to stay alive, but you feel like you're going through the motions. You feel like you're just going through the, you know how to act in church. You know how to walk the walk and talk the talk. And so you get by without people really knowing that deeply inside of you, you're struggling. You may even be in a faith crisis. I talk to people fairly often who are in a faith crisis. They're questioning God. Where was he? Why did he let this happen? Where was God when this all went down in my life? And that flame is flickering. It's not blazing anymore. And they need to find a way. That's why Paul said to Timothy, Timothy, fan into a flame the gift of God that's within you. Fan it into a flame. Don't let, Timothy, the flame flicker, but fan it into a blaze again. Amen. Trouble happens to Christians all the time. Say, Pastor Jeff, you ought not confess that. Well, it's just the truth. You can confess all day that you're not going to suffer, but you're still going to suffer. Well, I don't receive that. Well, don't receive it. That's okay. You're still going to suffer, because we're in a suffering world. You say, well, if I just confess it, I won't. No, that's just not true at all. If Jesus told me I'm going to suffer, then brother, I'm going to suffer. Come on, everybody. Jesus said, here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, I've overcome the world. Now, I've got good news today. The broken, bruised, and burned out of this world are the people Jesus came to die for and rise again from the dead. He came for you and me, because guess what? Truth be known, we've all been bruised. We've all been broken. We've all been shattered. We all need to be put back together. Come on, everybody. Is that you? That's me. Jesus didn't come to judge the world, condemn the world, destroy the weak and the fragile of this world. No, 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 that's not why he came. The prophet said, a bruised reed, when he encounters somebody bruised, he will not break them. When he encounters a smoldering wick, I'm just barely hanging on, Lord. I don't have what I used to have. I don't have that fire that I used to have. He will not snuff it out. His heart is to fix us, not nix us. Amen? Jesus won't crush or break the already bruised and broken. He will not shatter the already cracked jar. He's a healer. He's a restorer. He's a lover. He's a fixer. Come on, everybody. He's a deliverer. Jesus won't deepen your afflictions, worsen your trials, or multiply your sorrows. That is not what he's about. He brings healing, restoration, wholeness, and renewed hope. I read this week about Canadian pop star Justin Bieber. Couldn't believe it. I just saw a story on him. Justin has now turned to Christ. He's totally plugged into a great church. And he told his story. He said, on the outside, it looked like Justin had the world by the tail. That's what the story said. Fame, fortune, women, everything. Before he was even 20, he had mega millions. Before he was even 20, he was on top of the world. Seemed to have it all. But the story goes on to say that Justin was a bruised reed, and nobody knew. He says he ultimately reached a dangerous place where he was descending, I'm quoting now his own words, "I was descending into a downward spiral of partying and drug abuse and found myself lost and confused, depressed and angry. I withdrew from those who cared about me and found it hard to even get out of bed in the morning." But then the article went on to say, he says, but in the end, it was only Jesus who could turn it all around. Now he says, even when the odds are against you, keep fighting because Jesus loves you. Now the prophet Isaiah not only mentions the character of Jesus, but the details of his ministry. I want you to listen to what Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit to do. It's good news. I want you to get ready to get blessed. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." This is the first verse Jesus ever quoted in his preaching ministry. The first Bible verse he ever quoted is this one I'm quoting to you. When he stood up in the synagogue, the beginning of his ministry, the first verse he quoted was this one about himself. "Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the suffering and afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted." My news, my message is to the suffering and afflicted. "I came to comfort those broken in heart, announce liberty to captives," that means bound to sin, "to open the eyes of the blind. He has sent me to tell all who mourn that he is going to give beauty in the place of ashes, joy in the place of mourning, praise in the place of heaviness." That's praising ground right there, everybody. Come on. Look what Jesus is anointed to do. I got to read it again. He said, "You know why I came? You know why the Spirit of God came upon me? Let me tell you why. Because the ashes, some of you, your life is nothing but a pile of ashes." He says, "I'm going to give you beauty in the place of those ashes. What looks hopeless and dead and gone to the natural eye, I'm going to touch it and I'm going to take ashes and make something beautiful out of it."
Before Pastor Jeff comes back to wrap things up for us today, I'd like to share a couple of important things with you. Let me encourage you to take a minute and check out our website, lifetalkradio.us. You'll find today's program right there in the listen page, along with all of Pastor Jeff's messages. There's also a link to a complete station list that shows all of the stations Life Talk is on across the country, so you can let your friends and family know how they can listen to Life Talk as well. There's also a partner link for you to be able to support this program with your generous gifts. So check it out, lifetalkradio.us. Thanks so much for your heart of generosity. We truly appreciate it. And Pastor Jeff's back now for the conclusion of today's program.
He said, "I'm going to give joy in the place of mourning." And that word mourning means depression, oppression, down, your dark hour. It's when you can't see 2 feet in front of you. You're so blue, so depressed. He said, "I came to replace that kind of mourning with my kind of joy." And then he said, "I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to make you a praiser. I'm going to make you," some of you, you can't get your hands up half mast. Let me tell you something. You better get them up because heaven's coming. And believe me, in heaven, they're going all the way up. Praise, I want you to say with me, praises of God. Praises of God. And look what he said, "I'm going to give you a praising spirit in the place of a heavy spirit." Amen. How do you get rid of a heavy spirit? Just start praising God. Good thing about praise is you can praise him in the car. You can praise him in the bathroom. You can praise him at work. You can praise him walking down the street. You can praise him when you go to bed. You can praise him when you wake up. There's no place you can't praise God. You can praise God anywhere. And praise is powerful. Christianity is not just, are you a Christian? Oh yeah, I go to church every Sunday. Oh please. Jesus didn't die on the cross to get you in a building once a week. Oh no, 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 no. It's way, way deeper than that. He died to pull you out of the pit of your sin, to deliver you from hell, to fill you with life. And it gets even better. He died and rose from the dead so that he would make you into the likeness of himself, that you would grow in the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. That's why he died. It's not just going to a church once a week, coming into a building, but it is walking with him every day where he begins to replace ashes with beauty and mourning with joy and heaviness with praise. You're not who you used to be. This is the ministry of Jesus. He's not a destroyer, he's a healer. That's the message of the smoldering wick and the cracked jar. He's not a destroyer when he comes upon you and your damaged goods. He's a healer. He's not a condemner. He's an encourager. He didn't come to knock you down. He came to pick you up. Even when you can't work up the strength to look up, he will pick you up when you can't get up on your own. And when your inner fire is barely flickering, he's going to care for it, cherish it, feed it, and fan it into flame again. He's not going to come and say, well, you let it get this low, I'm just going to take you out. No, that's not Jesus. He said, I'm going to pick you back up. Can we thank God for that? I'm going to pick you back up. Now, the last thing I want to mention about our gentle, merciful Savior is that in his hands, today's pain is preparing you for tomorrow's promotion. Can I say that again? Today's pain is preparing you for tomorrow's promotion. See, when we hurt in the world, we hurt until it kills us. We hurt with no hope. We hurt until it takes us out. We hurt until we're damaged for life. But when we belong to the one who puts us on the potter's wheel, and he's in charge of all things, and he's already decreed that anything and everything we go through will be made to serve our good and his purpose in our life. When you walk with that kind of God, then God never wastes a pain in the lives of his children. Pain precedes promotion when you walk with God. Can I say it again? Pain precedes promotion when you walk with God. When I read my Bible, I find that pain often precedes promotion in the lives of God's people. God, being God, is able to use your pain and mine for his glory and for our spiritual growth each and every single time. Whatever the pain is, physical, spiritual, mental, relational, financial, whatever the cause of the pain is, doesn't matter. God's going to take it, and God's going to work it, and God's going to use it. There is no way around it. He's decreed he will. For instance, Jesus had the pain of his cross before the glory of his crown. Israel had the pain of the wilderness before the fruit of the promised land. David had the pain of persecution from Saul before his promotion to king over Israel. Joseph went from the painful pit of prison to the pinnacle of promotion in Egypt. Pain preceded promotion. Job went through the pain of testing to the promotion of receiving double for his trouble. Abraham went through the pain of 25 years of barrenness and was rewarded with the promotion of a child in his old age when it should never have happened. I could go on, but you get the picture. Come on, everybody. You see the picture. Pain. Everybody say pain. In God's hand, pain brings gain. Now, you may not like that, and I don't like pain. I'm not asking for pain. I've never had to. It's always found me somehow. But here's the deal. Pain in the hands of God becomes gain because he has decreed, I'm going to work it for your good. I'm going to work it for your good. We can say with Joseph, what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it for my good. What would have taken me out and ruined my life, God has turned it for my good. Pain was a tool in the hands of God to accelerate spiritual growth. In God's hands, the Christian goes from pain of trials to the promotion of ministry to others. Paul wrote, what a wonderful God we have. Can we say that together? What a wonderful God we have. Can we just take a minute and say, Jesus, thank you. What a wonderful God we have. What a wonderful God we have. Thank you, Lord. Now let me keep reading. Paul's bragging on God here. What a wonderful God we have. He's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the source of every mercy. And he's the one who so wonderfully comforts and strengthens us in our hardships and our trials, we could say in our pain. And why does he do this? So that when others are troubled, needing our sympathy and encouragement, we can pass on to them the same help and the same comfort God gave us. I did so many funerals in my life. I've presided over so many, mostly saved people, a few who were lost, but children, suicides, you name it. I presided over that funeral. But I did not understand the deep pain of losing a loved one until I lost Kathy. And then I even kicked myself for some of the things I had said at funerals, just being, you know, the preacher, that weren't insensitive, but they weren't really what they needed. Now I look down on the front row at the family, and I say, I get it. I get it. And it's going to take a while for you to get over this. It's going to take a while for you to walk through your grief. I know what it is to lose a loved one. And now I can look at them and go, I not only can quote the word to you, but I can empathize. I can sympathize. I get it. I'm there. I've been in this. So I can give them what he's given to me. I can comfort them in the way that he comforted me. Are you hearing me today? See, pain precedes promotion. And the greatest promotion you can ever have is to be able to minister to people. See, when somebody's kids go crazy on them, I can sympathize with them because one of my two kids went crazy on me. And we suffered for years over it. For years. Every night when he went to bed, I prayed over him, spoke the word over him, told him I loved him, was at all the games. But then when he hit 13, 14, something dark came over his life. And here I was pastoring, preaching, and it was like, how in the world am I going to get up and preach an up message to a congregation when I am dying at home? I'm telling you, it was a predicament. And he went off into drugs. He went dark. It was inexplicable. To this day, I don't get it. And there was nothing I could say, nothing I could do. He wouldn't listen to me. And I thought, how can this be? He's been raised with, all he ever saw me do was walk with God. You know, love God, in the word, in prayer, preach the word. That's all he ever saw. Well, what is this? It was just a satanic attack. It was the devil coming to take my family out. And so now he's totally off everything and has been for almost 20 years. He's not hooked on anything. But let me tell you, can I tell you the truth? It was 7 to 8 years of pure hell. And so when somebody says, my kids, I don't know how it's happened, they've gone astray, my heart can go out because God comforted me, carried me through when my own son went crazy on me. So I can say to them, look, you don't see the end. You're only seeing now, but God's not done. It's never over till God has had his say. I want you to say with me, Jesus came for the broken, the burned out, and to transform our pain into spiritual gain. Amen. I don't know where you are in your life. If you're a cracked jar, he's not coming to take you out. He's coming to make you whole. If the flame of zeal in your life is just barely flickering, he's not going to come snuff it out and say, way to go, guy. You let it get this low. I'm just going to take you out. No, no, no. He's going to fan it into flame again. And we're going to ask him to do it today. If you can say, Pastor Jeff, this was to me. This word was to me. I'm in pain. I've been going through some pain. I need the Lord to help me in this pain. And I need to hear that he's not against me. He's for me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? And I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Say to him, I'm a cracked jar. And Lord, I need to be made whole again. I need you to fix what I can't fix. I need you to do what I can't do. I need you to heal what I can't heal. I need you to get me beyond this pain. I need you to get me over this mountain, through this valley. I need you, Lord. Touch me today, Jesus. Maybe today, even in church, you have a question mark about whether or not you're really God's child through Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray a simple prayer. I want to make it as easy as I can for you to pray with me right where you are. Listen, if you've got a question mark about it, that's something you need to pay attention to. The Lord wants to be sure that you are his. It says that we may know that we have eternal life. And so right now, I'm going to pray a prayer. And if you've got that question mark in your mind, or if you know you need Jesus, I want you to pray it with me right now. Just pray this. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sin. I believe you died for me and rose from the dead so that I could be saved. Jesus, come into my heart right now. I receive you as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. It would mean the world to us to know how the program has helped you today. So take a quick minute and give us a call at 877-884-3111. Or you can connect with us at our website, lifetalkradio.us. And if you enjoy the program as much as we love bringing it to you, let us know by your generous support. It would really mean a lot to us. There are daily costs associated with the program, and we truly do depend on the faithful financial support of our listeners, like you, to allow us to be on this station. So please consider partnering with us today with your gifts to this ministry. Your valuable contribution makes a huge difference to us in helping to get the message of the gospel out to people everywhere. You can call us at 877-884-3111 or go to our website, lifetalkradio.us, and click on the Partner tab at the top of the homepage. Again, call 877-884-3111 or at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Thank you for your loyal partnership. Finally, Pastor Jeff is the founder and senior pastor of the vibrant Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're ever in the area, we hope you'll stop by and say hi and let us know that you listen to the program. Pastor Jeff would love to meet you personally, too. So till next time, have a great day, and thank you for listening to Life Talk.